my heart won't try. No. And my arms won't free you, and my heart won't try. The more I see you, I gotta have you. Bad, 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 bad.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Liam O'Connell. The opposition leader has described the coalition government as tired as he campaigns in the marginal seat of Chisholm in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. Brooke Chandler reports.
Anthony Albanese is trying to pry Chisholm away from the Liberals' Gladys Liu, who holds the seat on a margin of just 0.5%. Labor's campaign is continuing to target stagnant wage growth, again placing the blame for a slump at the Prime Minister's feet.
Low wage growth was a key feature of their economic architecture. They themselves say that.
He's accused the government of assuming everyone will have the household savings to deal with the rise in inflation and interest rates.
They're oblivious to the pressure which working families are under.
Brooke Chandler, National Radio News.
Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is campaigning in the New South Wales Hunter Valley, putting money towards the local cattle industry and talking up coal. Amanda Culp reports from the campaign trail.
Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce is hoping he can get the people of Hunter to vote for his party.
The Labor Party's realising you can't take the Hunter for granted, and the fight is on, which is very, very good. That's what we want.
The seat has been in the hands of Labor for over 100 years, but became a marginal seat in the last election. Both parties are promising billions into the key seat, attempting to open opportunities away from coal and into renewables. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Newcastle.
In coronavirus news, Western Australia has recorded a fresh peak of COVID cases, uncovering another 9,782 infections overnight. Two historical deaths have been reported today, including a woman in her 90s and a man in his 70s. Hospitalisations have remained steady at 242, with 10 of those patients in intensive care. The ACT government has pulled back on a plan to scrap vaccine mandates for healthcare and education workers. The plan would have allowed workers who haven't received the COVID vaccine to return to work from next Friday. But the Territory Health Minister, Rachel Stephen-Smith, today walked back the decision, now continuing the requirement for all workers in those sectors to have three jabs. She says employers in other sectors also have the opportunity to put in place their own vaccine mandates.
There is no question that employers have the capacity to require people to be vaccinated for particular roles.
The mandates also remain in place for all aged and disability care workers. Australian car sales have continued to plummet during the first 3 months of the year. A fall of 12% nationally comes on the back of dwindling supply caused by worldwide shipping issues. Industry members say the figures are a reflection of supply-side issues and not a result of falling demand. Turning to sport, and the AFL has apologised to all female and non-binary umpires after a report found a culture of sexual harassment and spectator abuse. The study found in extreme cases the umpires were sent unsolicited sexually explicit messages or were touched inappropriately. Acting AFL CEO Kylie Rogers has apologised to all players who felt excluded as a result of the behaviour.
And on behalf of the game, we apologise to any woman who suffers harassment or sexism of any kind and would encourage them to report it to their local club, to their league, or to the AFL itself.
Female and non-binary umpires make up 10% of umpires at all levels of the game and 2.5% at the AFL level.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
And welcome to the studio. You're listening live to Butterfield with Mario Beckes. The current time is at 2:05 p.m. on a 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. That being said, I am just waiting for my first guest to appear in the studio. Before we go and listening what's new in the world and with my first guest, I'd like to share with you the first song everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Oh, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever when you've drawn a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through, from the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach of Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming apart. Take one last look before it blows.
Alive 90.5.
I can do what I want, I'm in complete control. That's what I tell myself. I got a mind of my own, I'll be alright alone. Don't need anybody else. I gave myself a good talking to. Know my being a fool for you. Well, that look I know so well. I fall completely under your spell. Taking my breath away, for making me wanna stay. Damn your eyes, for getting my hopes up high, for making me fall in love again. Damn your eyes. It's always the same. You say that you change, somehow you never do. But I believe all your lies, that look in your eyes, you make it all seem true. I guess I just see what I wanna see, or is my heart just deceiving me? I remember just how you made me wanna surrender. Damn your eyes, for getting my hopes up high, for making me fall. For taking my breath away, for making me wanna stay. Damn your eyes, I fell completely under your spell. So damn your eyes, for taking my breath away, for making me wanna stay.
To Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
Hexagon Home Loans is your trusted mortgage broker. We focus on providing you with personal service and expert advice to help you find the home loan which best suits your requirements. Ranging from first home loans, refinancing, investment home loans, self-employed home loans, debt consolidation and SMSF loans. With a large network of lending institutions at our fingertips, we can assist you in making a well-informed decision that will save you time and money. Call us on 1300 562 649. Australian Credit Licence 504481. Station sponsor.
McGrath Estate Agents understand that selling your home is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. With award-winning teams in the Hills, their service goes above and beyond any other to create great results and lifelong relationships to deliver the best possible result. Brett Humby of McGrath Estate Agents will unlock value in your home you never knew existed. To realise more and experience the McGrath advantage with Brett Humby, head to mcgrath.com.au or search Brett Humby today. Station sponsor.
Breakthrough, Life, the Battlefield podcast series. Presented by the Managing Director of Insight Intelligence Group, ex-military and diplomatic security intelligence services specialist, and now best-selling author, Mario Bekesh, ambassador and activist for humanity. Everything in this podcast is drawn from Mario's first-hand experiences. From his vulnerable childhood to his 1,800 consecutive days as a combatant in the brutal Croatian Civil War, culminating in the forging of a new life and business in Australia. These podcasts deliver a stimulating, original and new perspective, coupled with insights, tactics, tools and routines that you can use to live more effectively as your best self in this challenging world. Ultimately, Life the Battlefield talks about the most important concerns we all have. How to have hope. To cope. How to survive and thrive in 2022 and beyond. And invites you to join the conversation.
Welcome back to the studio. You're listening to Life, the Battlefield with Mario Bekesh. I'd like to start today's show with my deep thinking, and this is just my opinion. And no question asked that all of us want to be successful in life. We want to be happy. We want to be rich and, you know, loved ones. The list goes on. And interesting enough, I was being a few days ago on one big networking event, and there was a person there who was very well known. And that person was talking, what is the elements, prerequisites you need to have to be successful in business, successful in life, happy in life? And I was standing there on the side, and I questioned this, everything what he was saying, like a Socrates. As you know, Socrates was very famous by questioning everything, and then unfortunately has been poisoned by the tea. So I approached this gentleman and I asked him and say, so this is the all elements you need to have in life to be successful, to be happy and everything else? And he told me, yes, it's not true. You can't be successful in life, you can't be rich in life, you can't fulfill your dreams if you're not healthy.
Alive 90.5.
Health is something you need to have to be very successful, to be happy and loved ones. You're listening to Life the Battlefield with Mario Bakers. We take a short break, and after that, we're going to introduce our guest.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die.
We're Invictus Partners, an Australian company specialising in checking software usage across the major vendors like SAP, Oracle, IBM, Microsoft and VMware. Are you looking to reduce your software fees? Are you worried about being audited? Are you migrating to the cloud? Do you need help working out your software usage versus entitlements? Contact us at Invictus Partners today before you get hit with a compliance fine. Go to www.invictuspartners.com to arrange a no-obligation discussion to see how we can help you. Station sponsor.
Welcome back to the studio. You're listening to Life the Battlefield with Mario Beckes. I just got to make a small announcement, and that announcement is as follows. Today it's my last day in studio, and I'll be back after some time because ahead of me it's some traveling. I need to visit a couple of continents, see them, my clients. I didn't saw them for past 2 years, and I will be back. And then you're going to listen to my voice even more. I'd like to say as well, thank you for all support to all people who tune in, to all my guests coming for the past 3 years. I'd like to say thank you for this great radio station, Live 90.5, for being so kind and introducing me to this radio show, to introduce me to the radio. And why I share this with you today? A part of I'm going to travel. I know it's pending in the next 48 hours. I'm going to first go in LA, then London, and then other countries. But let's talk about dreams. Dreams are very important. May you agree with me, may you not agree with me, and should we dream? Of course we should dream. But one thing I always dreamt as a kid, the funny enough it is that the only my access to radio was when my father allowed me to listen to radio. And being in communism, you know, you have the black and white TV with one channel, and it's always something about, you know, how communism is great, everything is beautiful. Occasionally some movies, of course, some, you know, movies about winning over the Germans, you know, partisans versus Germans, and cartoons, 7:30 at night. But then the radio. Radio was something like a window to the world for me. It was truly a window to the world. I caught my father many times. He will sneak about 4:30 in the morning in a bathroom, and he will listen to Voice of America. And then when he will come out, he will tell me, "What are you doing here?" I'm like, "Can I listen with you?" And then, of course, he will slap me because I understood what the politics it is. But I do remember many nights I will listen radio before I go to sleep. And there was always these pleasant voices on the radio. They will talk about love, about life, and you know, it was like bring you into imagination till you start dreaming. And that's how I start dreaming, through the radio. And I always wanted to be the part of the radio, to work on the radio. Unfortunately, my part in life was not that brilliant, so I couldn't work on radio because I was being engaged in different avenues of the life. But why the dream is important? If I was dreaming, and I tell the people how dreaming is, it's interesting and how it's beautiful and we can achieve everything in our dreams and then they come true, you know, people make it fun of you. Well, I'm telling you, I maybe didn't fulfill my dreams straight away, but sooner or later, your dreams will come true. I don't know this magic. I don't know how. I don't know what's happened. Is this the magic? It's a god, the midgets, the unicorns. But believe in your dreams. Doesn't matter what world says to you. World can tell you that you're not good enough, that your dreams are not good enough, that you should grow up, you should do things in your life. But I'm telling you, after walking on this earth for the first 50 years and being in the war, being in many places you can dream about, dreams are real. You're listening. Life the Battlefield with Mario Beckes. We take a short break.
Don't try to call. My heart is sticking and a shawl just won't wait. It's strange you couldn't see in my knock
with lots of champagne. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If the spell won't kill you, your ego does.
And welcome back to the studio, listening live to Butterfield with Mario Beckes and my guest. He arrived. I apologize for the little bit waiting, but he's extremely busy. And as you know, the life, it's coming back in normal in Australia, slowly. Well, I presume. So let's go dig deep into this topic. David, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Mario. Thanks for having me.
No, you're welcome, mate. So, David, for our listeners who are patiently waiting for us to come in studio, quickly, introduction. Who is David Kashan?
Great question. David Kashan. I am. I have been in Australia for about 15, 16 years now.
Okay.
I have had my own business for the past 2 years that I have gone out on my own, and we started right after COVID hit, and I'm still getting used to the traffic. It's increasing every day, and you just need to give it a bit more buffer.
Yeah.
Is that what you think? Or?
Well, look, it's... first of all, I know that it was difficult to find us here, but I promise you, like, the next time I invite you, the management is working now on a new signage and everything else, but traffic is become perilous now because the school's back.
Yeah.
It was good when the school's not here, right? It was like empty rows, no parents, nothing around. And, you know, today it's my last day on the radio because I'm, you know, flying away for a couple of weeks. But before I go, I just want to, you know, you're my last guest for this season. And right. I'll take a short break and come back sometimes mid-June. That's correct, mid-June. But before that, I just want to talk to you. So, David, you said you start your own business.
Yes.
Right. What's the name of the business?
The business called Wealth of Advice. We're a financial planning firm.
Yeah.
And we help clients, individuals, businesses, families to, from the beginning of their journey, buying their first property or making the first investment, all the way through to the end, to retirement, and passing on the wealth to their kids and grandkids. And
I like how you say this, and passing them to kids and grandkids, like that part of dying, like we take it out of the equation, which is true. Like, I truly believe that people should know that the moment we are born, we got most deadliest diagnosis. We all gonna die. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And we need
guaranteed.
We need to live between. And that's what you are helping clients to get that money and assets and everything in order to live better life while we're on this planet Earth, and then, you know, passing on the kids and everything else. But the question I do have, when you started your business, what was your biggest obstacle or what was your biggest hurdle? You know, I mean, is that like, I'll not be successful. I know what I'm doing. I know how I'm going to access the clients. How did you manage this for everybody who's starting business?
Maria, it's a tough question. At the start, what made me want to do my own business?
Yes.
I have a very different method to working. I work different hours. I don't necessarily work 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Sometimes I start at 7 a.m., finish at 10, 11 p.m., just depending on the day, really. And I think it's changed now. When I went out on my own, and prior to COVID, when I was working on a different structure, another firm, you know, the hours were important, you know, clocking in at 9 and finishing up at 5.
Yeah.
What if I'm on a roll and I want to continue working past 5? You know what I mean? So just that didn't make sense for me. And that's how I started, just working on my own hours. But biggest obstacle was just doing it. I think it was just to take a step. I think one of the things I've had in my whole life and the past is that I've only been on an hourly rate pay as an employee for about 9 months of my life. So I think when you have that, it's very hard for you to not have that and just go work and say, I'll make nothing that day or I'll make a lot of money. I think that is the challenge. But I wasn't used to that.
Would you agree? You know, that's my conclusion, my opinion again. This is just my opinion. When you work in a corporation and a company, you're trading your free time, your desire, your dreams for the salary, basically. You work for somebody else, right? And you get paid. You can get sick leave, you know, you can have the annual leave, you know, you can plan some things which you cannot do when you run your own business. Yeah. It's not 9 to 5 job, as you say. That running the business is not a 9 to 5 job. And everybody who believes it's special, they, you know, when it goes run the business, going to say, oh, okay, I saw on Instagram the influencers, you know what I mean? Sitting in a pool, you know, punching, you know, into the laptop and making millions, it doesn't work that way. Do you agree with me?
Yes, I absolutely do. You're trading time for money. And I think that's what really comes out. But really, I think the idea of work, it's more than just that. It's always been more than just that for me. It's just something that actually, I mean, what's a question that people ask you? Like one of the top 5 questions people do, what do you do? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Your name is important. Like, you know, and what you do. It's more than, it should just be more than something that I do to pay the bills.
Yeah.
It's part of who I am. It's part of what I bring to this world. And that, for me, has been something that I always looked at it more than just something that pays the bills.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, David Kashan from, what's the name of the company?
Wealth of Advice.
Wealth of Advice. And the website?
It's www.wealthofadvice.com.au.
We take a short break, and after break, we'll come back with more questions. We all know that paying for a
funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral with none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance? $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
So, what's your favourite colour?
Black.
Oh, yeah. Favourite food?
Black pudding.
Favourite fruit?
Blackberries.
Favourite drink?
Black Russian.
All right. What's your favourite movie?
Men in Black.
Favourite actor?
Jack Black.
Favourite band?
Black Sabbath.
Favourite song?
Black Betty.
Favourite football team?
Blacktown! Blacktown City! Blacktown!
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
Yeah.
Alive 90.5.
Welcome back to the studio. You're listening Alive 90.5, Live to Butterfield with Mario Beckers. And in the break, I spoke with David. You know, he's going to cry. He's going to miss me so much when I leave in the next couple of weeks. Mm. But we're going to have a David again in the next few weeks, coming weeks. We're going to prepare a little bit different conversation than today. Today, we're just going to introduce why is the world important. Why is the world important to the people, like day-to-day people? We're not talking about people who owes the... you know, Pfizer or, you know, Moderna or something. It's like, we're talking about ordinary people who are listening right now.
I haven't heard that for a long time now. It's been a while. I used to hear it everywhere.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you to 900,000 listeners of this great radio station. Come tonight on our website, live905.com.au. You're going to hear the interview with David and how you become wealthy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's $1 million question, isn't it, Mario? And yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're a great person to sit down and have a chat with, and glad to be a part of this show. Yeah. But I think wealthy and, you know, having wealth, the difference it makes, I mean, a lot of families and troubles and problems ignite in families due to finances. I think it's one of the top three that people break up. Relationships are ruined, and divorces,
yeah,
divorces and things like that that happen. And I don't think that's beneficial for any of the parties, and also the families, the kids, and things like that. So that's something that we like to help with. And a lot of times, it's for reasons outside of our control. When it comes to people that just, you know, lose jobs, hurting themselves, having accidents. I have had my own accidents, and
you said this very well, because in the effect, we don't controlling quite a lot in our lives.
No,
95% of things we don't control. We don't control even our breathing, man. You know, our heartbeat. Only what we control is our thoughts and what we're gonna do. I mean, actions.
Our response.
Yes, and everything else comes from external. That's a reason why. David Kashan today in studio can help you, particularly we're living in a time of really turbulent world.
Absolutely.
Know? And we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. What's going to happen in interest rates last night? You know, it was last night or night before.
And that was coming.
Yeah, we knew that was coming, but there was a drama, right?
And it would have been more if it was an election coming up.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Okay. But they already announced that interest rates going to go higher. So how we can save the money in our trio?
I think it's just this is what it's about. I mean, wealth, it's having a goal and having a plan to get there. It's just like anything else in life.
Yeah.
Whether you go to the gym, whether you have a business, whether whatever you set out to do, wealth is part of it as well. That helps you along the path. Mm. And when it comes to our clients, business owners and things, we really like to get to know who they are and what's the reason behind this goal, because that's what will keep them going. Because it can get tough. Business might be down. And I mean, the past 2 years, we have been very busy because people have been uncertain.
That's the word, uncertainty, correct, yes.
And that's when they reach out. That's when they need help. That's when...
Do we need insurance, David? Do we need insurances as well?
Absolutely. I mean, insurance is just one way. It is a way to basically to have a backup.
Yeah.
It's a plan if things don't go to plan. Mm. It's that's what it is. Now, insurance is one of it. A lot of my clients don't necessarily do not need the insurance because they have other provisions, what we call self-insurance, that if this XYZ happen, they have something to fall back on. They have a plan. For those who do not have that plan, that's where insurance kicks in. And that's where it's important, because you don't plan for the things that are outside of your control.
Yes.
Accident on the way. A lot of problems. Listeners are driving and things like that happen.
Yes.
It happens in front of our eyes. And one of the things we talk about, you know, you're going to get paid. Like myself, I had a bike accident. I got paid for my bike. I didn't get paid for me, because at that time I didn't have the right covers. I wasn't aware of it. This goes back 7 years ago, and I didn't work for 4 months without an income. Now my savings went just like that.
It's interesting how long, how short time it actually takes to be spend our savings.
Very. It's just like you building takes time.
Yes.
And building goes down, it can come down in a second. You know what I mean? It goes up in years and then can come down in seconds. It's just the same thing with savings. It takes years to make it, build it back up. But if you're out of a job for 3 months, that gets a smash.
I want to ask you one question before I take a short break, right? And, you know, you can chase David Kashan on Facebook. You can chase him on his LinkedIn as well. He's a great person. You can be, you know, you can learn so much and you can contact him that way or through his website. But how do you start your day as a business owner?
I start my day, first of all, with gratitude. I'm thankful to God to be awake another day. Just that's a blessing of its own. And I just, you know, you talk about having nutrition and having a good breakfast. But I think for me, breakfast first, before I eat anything, I'll make sure I'm putting the right things in my mind. And I'm starting my day with right. Can be a motivational podcast. Most of the time can be, devotionals. I like to read the Bible as well. And that's how I start my day. And just putting the right things and having the right mindset and the right perspective about the day. So I start with mind. I start with water. And then breakfast is later on down the track. I like to walk as well with my dog. I've got a dog.
Okay, that's nice. Because statistically, is like 75% of the people who wakes up in the morning, the first thing what they do, it is to take in their hands mobile phone. And that's how the day is being recognized. 75% of people on this planet, the first thing what they do in the morning is to take a mobile phone or any...
need to turn off their alarms.
Well, that's your perception. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Live Debate with Mario Beckes and my guest is Studio Kashan. We take a short break and after the break, we're going to have more questions.
SE Timbers Castle Hill are flooring experts. Not just flooring, SE Timbers supply, install and guarantee solid timber, engineered, laminate and vinyl flooring as well as carpet, blinds and shutters. An authorised dealer of major brands like Boral, Preference and Quickstep. Call 98946660 or visit setimbers.com.au to arrange a free quote today. Station sponsor, SE Timber Floors and Shutters, in grained quality.
What's on at Workers? Enjoy free live music every Saturday night at Workers Blacktown. Every Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at Workers Sports. And every Sunday afternoon at Workers Hubertus. Plus enjoy a full range of dining facilities. Visit the website at www.workersclub.com.au for the full music schedule, plus plenty of other activities including raffles, bingo, promotions and fun events. Workers is your club. Station sponsor.
Every week, House With No Steps helps over 2,000 people with disabilities to make the most of their abilities. We organise meaningful employment, innovative accommodation, activity programs and respite services to give carers a much-needed break. We help people with a disability live with dignity and independence. You can support House With No Steps with your donation or enter our art union. Visit hwns.com.au or phone 1800 068 064. With your help, we can do so much more.
What should I do? Just a little, baby.
Welcome back to the studio. You're listening to Life, the Battlefield with Mario Beckes and my guest in studio, Derek Kashan. We have a few minutes before we wind up the today episode. And as I say, I will see you mid-June back in studio. But before that, I won't talk to you. That's going to come back to us in a few weeks' time. And please come on the Facebook page, Life, the Battlefield, and then you can ask David all the questions so he's going to be prepared. I'm inviting you all, and you're going to get a 10% discount, just quote Mario Beckes, and you're going to, Dave's going to look after you. But the point
we
is...
We didn't talk about that.
No, okay, that's okay. Agreement was like a 5%. I said that. It looks more tempting, you know. That's what it is. But you're doing a lot of networking. Why is the networking important for you in your business, David?
I think without networking, without knowing the right people, I wouldn't even be here. I knew someone.
Yeah.
That person knew you, invited you somewhere.
Yeah.
I went there, I was there, we met, and here we are. And I think it's just, we've made this world and we live with other people, and that's the world we're living right now, good or bad, however you want to take it, but it's because of the people.
Mm.
And if you have a great network and a community around you and people that you know, yeah. A lot of times it's one phone call can help you out. And
yes.
I called my business Wealth of Advice because it's about having the right advice and counsel around you. People who have been in different places, different situations, have had different problems, different backgrounds, and anything else is just around having the right influence, someone who you can go to and just bring up the problem, your problem, your challenge, whatever it is. And just get their bit. And I'm sure, you know, sometimes you might need to go to a few different people and then you get to the answer, because there's not many things in life have just one way to do it. And that's the only way. There's different ways, and you can actually make your own way by just hearing to a few people. And networking offers that. Networking is a way that I've become visible in this area, and I've built some credibility and have been able to bring business just by getting out and about and being there all the time.
That was one of the most beautiful explanations I've ever heard about networking, because usually it's going a different direction. Me, I'm going there, blah, blah, blah. It's always, you know, putting themselves first, but this time somebody speaks about networking in different light. But then before we wind up, how do people can find you and your business?
So I've got my website, www.wealthofadvice.com.au. You can find us on Google, you can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and our phone number, which you can call our offices, is 02916048800, 4800. And that's how people can contact and let us know. Just any questions, anything that a lot of people that come to us don't know the full extent of how we can help them.
Yes.
It's very simple. It's just like a GP, but in relation to money and finances. Yes. We work with different people in different areas, where they might be, you know, help with, like, I don't do loans, and yes, a lot of people think that I do, but I don't do it, but I work with people.
It doesn't look like to me you're doing loans, because...
No. We don't work with people who help with loans. Yes. I don't advise on where to buy for property, but we work with people who advise on property. We can help them to find out whether that's the best strategy for them, for the what they want to achieve. There is lots of variables, but we can find, and then we can work with people who can help them to find that right property for their need. So any questions, anything around, just, I love honesty, and I'm saying it brings me so much joy when someone comes to me and leaves and they've got an answer. And then I've got what I needed.
Dave, thank you very much for being our guest today. I know, you know, we should talk about more, but as I say, we're going to meet mid-June with Dave Kashan again from the Wealth Advice. Oh, sorry, again.
Wealth of Advice, you said it.
Wealth of Advice.
It's okay.
And we're going to prepare some material for the Facebook page if you have any questions when Dave comes back in the studio a few weeks' time again. Feel free to send those questions and Dave's going to answer. So make sure that you send Dave before we have the radio show, and pass on David so that he can answer to you. I'd like to say, David, thank you for being our guest today. It was a true privilege, even the short, sharp and shiny.
Yeah.
But I know David's going to go either in the gym or to work out. So.
First, I've been out all day. We'll have to do some work and then we're going back to the gym. So it will be great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, that's the priority. See, that's the like it.
And I'm jealous of you going away. Yeah. You're going to have a holiday and a break.
Yeah, so like
have
it's going to be a working holiday. Thank you, David. Yeah, I'm going to think about you when I have the break. You know what I mean? Not when I work, but I'm going to have the work, that's for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, that was another episode of the Life the Butterfly with Mario. I will be absent for several weeks, and in the meantime, I don't know who's going to fill my shoes. Thank you very much for listening and tuning in, and I'll speak to you soon.
This has been another episode of Life the Battlefield with Mario Bekesh. Please like and subscribe, and remember to catch all of the Life the Battlefield podcast episodes on YouTube and at mariobekesh.com.au. Don't forget to leave a comment for Mario. And if there is someone you know who could benefit from the experience and insight in this episode, share it with them.
All right.
For the party. Norman Brown, welcome to the party.
Hey, George. How you feeling, brother?
Everything's great, baby. How you doing?
Thanks for the invitation, man. This is great.
Mm-hmm. We got a funky track for you, baby. Let's put this thing together.
Hey, y'all.
Y'all.
Oh, you ready to get out of your seat? Hey, y'all. Let me rock you to the funky beat. Hey, y'all.
Yo.
Are you ready to get up and jam? Hey, y'all. Let me show you just who I am.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Come on.
your sound, your community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Liam O'Connell. The Treasurer and his Labor counterpart have faced off at the National Press Club, with both looking to shape their message following yesterday's interest rate decision. Rook